We have reached the end of yet another session. Senator, what are for you some of the highlights of this year?
You know, there have been a number. It's interesting that as we look back over this session, this has absolutely been the most productive session that I have ever served in the legislature, either in the House or the Senate. But there's still a lot of discouragement just because our hopes were so high this year and there have been some things we haven't yet been able to accomplish. So it depends on whether you're looking at what we did accomplish or looking at what we have not yet been able to accomplish that we'd have liked to. But I think probably one of the highlights was right to work. We've been working very hard for over a decade in Missouri to try to get the freedom for people to work without being forced into union membership. That was a big challenge. We had a lot of court issues. A number of opinions had completely disassembled much of the work that we did back in 2005 in terms of trying to make the legal environment more friendly to the Missourians and less friendly to trial attorneys. We had to do a lot of those things, but we've been able to pass a number of measures that we term tort reform to try to get Missouri off of that list of judicial hell holes. We saw a new Supreme Court justice appointed that I think is going to prove to be a very just and honest and effective justice in the Supreme Court. We've had measures done that have just really been, I think, very positive for the citizens of Missouri. You know, probably my biggest disappointment this session is that we have not been able to do any really significant education reforms. We've really seen the establishment come out of the woodwork to fight against those, and we've lost most of the traction on some of those. They'll be back next year, and we'll be working very hard to make sure legislators understand how important those are to the students in Missouri. My discovery is that when we can focus on the children and not on the institution, we are much more successful in persuading people that choice is a good idea in terms of educating Missourians. So kind of the good and the bad is there.
Regulations, Senate Bill 190, utilities, a big part of your agenda for this past session now?
Right. And, of course, we laid that over some time ago because it was a small group of senators were just absolutely determined not to see any changes that would help that infrastructure. The real disappointment there was when the House was able to attach a couple of amendments that could almost assuredly bring 500 or more jobs to Southeast Missouri, where we're really struggling after the loss of Noranda, a major aluminum smelter. There's a smelter that wants to come in and take over some of that operations. There's a brand new steel mill that would be a state-of-the-art steel mill that wants to build and Southeast Missouri. But because of the competitiveness of those industries and because of the energy intense nature of their business, it takes a really competitive energy price. And so we have been trying to get something done that would authorize the Public Service Commission, who would be responsible for those prices, to do what needs to be done for us to have those plants in Southeast Missouri. Most of the legislature was for it. We saw a lot of support, but we still had two or three senators that just simply, for whatever reason, we couldn't get a reason, stated on the floor other than we don't think we need to change anything. At one point, one of the senators even said they really weren't that worried about the jobs, about losing the jobs. And so, I don't know, we were all very frustrated. Representative Don Roan from the House was the one who had kind of worked through getting those amendments onto the bill, and Senator Whelan from St. Louis area carried the bill, did an exceptional job of explaining it. Senator Wallingford supported it and gave lots of information to the body on the effectiveness of the companies, the high salaries that they would be paying, the unbelievable economic impact it would have on Southeast Missouri. But after some time on the floor, it was just impossible to get a couple of senators to give in. And so we had to lay that bill over and go on to something else.